The squirrels in the Bow Valley do not listen to Mountain FM, because if they had, and they'd been listening to us last week, they would have known to stay away from those power boxes.
They were told. And then next thing you know, another squirrel power outage.
Yeah. So this one happened here on Sunday. And what, a squirrel just got into the box?
These are open air transmission systems.
Oh, yeah, right. In Elk Run, right? Okay.
All you need is an animal to connect its body from one wire that's charged to another and make that connection. And then boom, flash over.
How did the squirrel do?
I don't think the squirrel's okay.
Moment of silence for the squirrel. Okay. So, I mean, it happened in the middle of the day on Sunday. And, you know, a power outage is annoying, but for businesses, it's also money losing.
Usually, and this is how it was explained to me, the piece of equipment that flashed over from the squirrel. And apparently they're quite nimble and stretchy squirrels here in Canmore. They probably are doing yoga and boot camp just like the rest of
us. This is Canmore, yes.
It went down, and then the other piece of equipment that usually would be able to handle the power for the community also flashed over and was locked out. That doesn't usually happen. I was riding my bike downtown. I passed a dude who said it. I have money to spend right now and I can't spend it in the businesses here. Every business in this town is losing money.
Restaurants, for the most part, can't operate when there's no power. I mean, the refrigeration and cooking and everything that is involved there.
We basically become a cash-only system because you can't go to the bank machine, you can't use your debit. If this was a once-off.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, four times this summer we've had power outages, never as big as this one, but four power outages related to animals accessing this equipment says to me, we have a problem.
Yeah.
What's the solution? Well, guess what? We don't have to look very far. They already have a solution.
Oh, really?
It's a green vinyl coating that goes on this equipment. And then when the squirrels or birds jump on it, they don't connect.
That's, so why haven't they put it on our stuff yet?
I'm unsure as to why. However, I'm expecting it to go on. Obviously, the squirrels are rising. They're coming after us and we need to protect ourselves.
And gophers too.
One of these incidents was a gopher. Apparently really unusual, dug under a box and then accessed something. AltaLink, Fortis Alberta, both companies have infrastructure and their resources at their disposal to address this issue so that we can stop frying squirrels.